More emergency economic support measures lift investor sentiment. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. For the second day in a row, European shares are rising as oil prices rally. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has a look at the numbers.
The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index is up 3.5% as major benchmarks rise by around the same margin. Brent crude, which has shed about 45% in the last 30 days, is up more than 5% today. After the Bank of England slashed rates to 2.1%, its lowest ever level yesterday, the UK government today is expected to unveil more emergency wage measures to help businesses stay afloat during the coronavirus crisis. Stocks in Asia rose as the yuan strengthened against the US dollar. New data, though, suggests Chinese retailers are struggling. 60% of restaurants surveyed can't cover wages and rental costs. Apparel makers say they don't have enough cash to last the next 6 months. Meanwhile, California is now the first state to introduce stay-at-home measures, while Argentina has become the first South American nation to introduce travel restrictions. Peru has implemented an overnight curfew, while in Asia, India will close workplaces in Western cities, including the financial centre of Mumbai.
The BBC's Stephen Ryan with the latest market moves and travel restrictions there. Well, in the southern part of Italy, the army is now being deployed to help enforce measures aimed at preventing further spread of COVID-19. Italy has now surpassed China as the country with the highest number of deaths from the pandemic. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports from a hospital in Rome.
In this theatre of war, the heroes hardly rest. Brescia in northern Italy is seeing one of the highest rises in daily cases. The hospital is overwhelmed, but resilient.
There's a strong commitment from all doctors and nurses. Sometimes they come in even when they're not on shift, or after they're on at night, they come in the morning after to help us out. Some of them have cried, but I've never seen anyone complain.
More than 8% of cases in Italy are medical staff, almost double that of China. The 13th doctor died today. One of the patients here is a doctor, she says, born in 1982. He was in the emergency room, fell ill and tested positive. Now he's been intubated. Thousands of medics are being recalled from retirement and rushed in from university to help, but still they're desperate.
I think our hospital is reaching breaking point. The spread of the virus is too fast for us to keep up.
In this outbreak, not even the dead are left in peace. Overnight, the military moved coffins from nearby Bergamo to other areas to ease pressure on bursting crematoria. Restrictions on movement here are now set to be extended, with most venues remaining closed and schools shut well into April.
Italy's lockdown is the model being adopted elsewhere. Public transport and traffic are still running, but people are only going out in urgent need. And it's orderly, with measured queues for the supermarket as people are allowed in one by one. The fruit and vegetables are stocked as normal. There's very little sense of panic buying here. And with the loo rolls, well, some brands are down, but with this level of outbreak, Italians are behaving, on the whole, rationally.
The BBC's Mark Lowen there. With travel restrictions coming into force all over the world, companies are finding it hard to plan for the future. Today, Germany is reportedly looking to set up a nearly $540 billion rescue fund for businesses there, which are so far allowed to stay open with restricted hours. The BBC's Eric Graydon measures the mood in Berlin.
At first glance, this could be an afternoon like any other in Wilmersdorfer Straße in West Berlin. The shops are open, people are shopping, but spare the scene a second or third glance and you notice some pretty important differences. Like the police van parked across the street from a restaurant where the officers are currently measuring the distance between the tables. Practically round the corner, Helmut runs his Café La Mouche. He's seen his customer numbers drop by 60% compared to this time last year.
When they say we have to shut down, I get no money, and so I have a big problem for the next 3-4 weeks.
Now, the government has said that there are various emergency funds for businesses like yourself. Is that something that could help you?
If I get the money in the next 3 weeks, it's very fast, then it's no problem. I can pay the salary for my staff, I can pay the rent, so it must go very fast.
Do you still have staff coming in, or are you just doing it on yourself?
We change the staff plan, so you don't work from 9 to 3, you work from 9 to the end. And then you come only 3 times a week, not 5 times a week.
But at least he gets to stay open. If you really want to find out how people are reacting to a health crisis, check in on a pharmacy. 3 harassed-looking women stand behind the counter. Customers keep asking for medication they, the pharmacists, can't get because it's produced in China. During a lull in foot traffic, they study a new recipe for disinfectant provided by the World Health Organization. This one looks promising, one of them says. At least with this one, we can actually get a hold of the components. Schools and childcare facilities are closed. Young parents are forced to stay home from work to care for their children. It's not all bad, though. A South American restaurant in Wilmersdorfer Straße, picking up on the stories of hoarding and empty supermarket shelves, is advertising a special promotion. One free roll of toilet paper with 7 empanadas. In Berlin, I'm the BBC's Eric Graydon for Marketplace.
Well, if you're social distancing and working from home, that doesn't mean socializing has to go away. The UK boss of messaging company Slack found a way to move the fun online.
We've now got our 2,000 employees across, I think, 18 locations all at home. We did some research way before this that suggests that 76% of workers want to be more connected to leadership and 80% crave more connection to colleagues. And actually, last night, we did a virtual pub quiz to keep people feeling connected in what I know is a really, really difficult time for everybody.
Virtual pub quizzes, Instagram wine tastings, tell us how you're making the most of working from home. I'm at Victoria Craig on Twitter. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.